everyone. Welcome to the fifth Think Now Research podcast. This is our monthly podcast in which we go over our most recent research report. Think Now Research is a culturally integrated market research agency. We integrate Hispanic, African-American, and Asian insights into custom market research for companies and government agencies looking to thrive in a changing demographic environment. You can find us on the web at thinknowresearch.com and on Twitter at Think Now Tweets. My name is Roy Eduardo Kokoyachuk. I'm a managing partner at Think Now Research. And I'm here with...
This is Mario Carrasco, also managing partner at Think Now Research.
So this month, we're going to go over our report on the sharing economy. This is the first time we look specifically at this new app-driven economic model and how attitudes and usage on sharing economy apps differ among Hispanic, African-American, Asian, and white consumers. This podcast will focus on Hispanic consumers versus the total market. If you're interested in detailed virtual reality data on other cohorts, you can download this report or other reports by visiting thinknowresearch.com and clicking on our download section. So we're going to start with an overview of the methodology. And by the way, if you'd like to pause the podcast now to download this particular report, you can do so. Again, it is the Sharing Economy Report, and you can kind of follow along as we talk about it, although we will try to verbalize what we're, you know, discussing and what you'll find in the report if you happen not to be able to do that. So going over the methodology, it's based on a survey we did through our omnibus where we spoke to approximately 1,250 people, broken out into Hispanics, African-Americans, non-Hispanic whites, and Asians. The Hispanic portion was also segmented out in terms of Spanish-dominant, English-dominant, bilingual. We set quotas for age across the different ethnicities, gender. So in essence, if we're talking about the total market, we have weighted the data to reflect the ethnic composition of the United States. And if we're talking about a specific ethnicity, we set quotas to match that ethnicity's national footprint.
A little bit on who we are. For those of you, first time tuning in, we are a full-service market research firm specializing on Hispanic, African-American, Asian, and total market. We do do both quantitative and qualitative research, focusing primarily online, but also do more traditional in-person focus groups. We own and operate our own online panel, the IGANE. So this data, the Hispanic data, was gathered from our Hispanic online panel. And for the rest of the cohorts, we relied on some partners.
Yeah, so if you're following along, we're just going to jump right into the survey results. That would be page 7 of the report. And what we did is we started the survey off with wanting to get a lay of the land. We asked, which of the following company services have you heard of? And these are sharing economy companies. So the options were Uber, Etsy, Lyft, Airbnb, TaskRabbit, Postmates, Instacart, DogVacay, Turo, and Ship. And so just a few of you, everyone knows Uber, of course. Etsy is a retail online where individuals can create crafts and sell them. Lyft, of course, competitor to Uber, Airbnb, rental. For those of you who aren't familiar with TaskRabbit, that's where you can use an app to order a handyman to come to your home or place of business to do whatever it is that you need handyman to do. Instacart, that's groceries. DogVacay speaks for itself. Postmates, Turo, and Ship. So Postmates, I've used that one actually. That's where it's sort of like Uber, but for package delivery. And the other two have like very, very low, like 3%. So,
this is really from what we can see, we haven't seen anybody take a look at awareness or usage of these new sharing economy apps through the lens of different kind of minority cohorts. So the page 7, we're looking at the total market, which is everybody combined. Like Roy mentioned, Uber is by far at the top with 80% of the respondents having heard of Uber. And then there's a pretty big drop from Uber to Etsy, Uber at 80% and then Etsy at 51%.
Right. And Lyft is the next one in line with 41%. Depending on where you live in the country, Lyft's penetration is, it's by far the second most popular ride-sharing app, but it's really half of Uber at 41%. Airbnb at 35%. Have you heard of? So Airbnb has been getting a lot of press, but it's interesting to note that in this survey, now we're talking to 18 to 64-year-olds, this is total market. This is NatRep.
This is representative of the U.S.
Only 35% of the respondents had actually heard of Airbnb. And then from there, you fall off a cliff.
TaskRabbit at 10%, Postmates at 10%, and then Instacart at 8%, and then DogVacay, 5%, and Turo and Ship at 3%.
Yeah, Turo, that's a car sharing. That's the one where you can actually start a Turo Ship. I believe it's Turo, where you can, one of those two, you can actually rent out your car. So mm-hmm. If you own a car and you don't always drive it, you can...
Airbnb for your car.
It's Airbnb for your car, yeah. I think maybe if you also have three cars, like you have a pickup truck, I bet you'd get a lot of people renting your pickup truck on the weekends. So anyway, that's awareness. We also broke this out by ethnicity. So whereas we were just talking about total market, now we're looking at the same results by Hispanic, white, African-American, and Asian respondents.
And we're only looking at the top four mentioned in the last slide, so Uber, Etsy, Lyft, and Airbnb. And for those of you following along, we just moved to slide 8. Mm-hmm.
But again, we'll try to paint a mental picture for you in terms of what we're looking at. So if we start at Uber, remember we said it was total market was 81%. If we break it out by ethnicity, in terms of awareness, Hispanics are the lowest at 75% of them having heard of it. Whites are the highest at 84%. That is in that the largest difference. African Americans are 81 exactly, and Asians are at 79. So it's all hovering around 80%.
But that's definitely, in terms of implications of that, Uber's on a big growth trajectory and going international, but it seems like they could do more to get that Hispanic percentage
right
in the 80 percentile, right, closer to African American and Asians.
Absolutely,
that's a big market. That's a bigger market than the Asian and African American market for them here in the U.S.
Yeah. So there's definitely now. Interestingly, Uber it does better than, let's say, Airbnb and Etsy in terms of awareness across ethnicities. Because if you look at Etsy, which is the next one on the list, it drops to the difference between the high and low. The high for Etsy awareness is non-Hispanic whites at 59%. The low is African Americans at 40%. So there's an even bigger disparity in terms of the high-low by ethnicity for Etsy. It seems to be a white app website, where people are gonna, who's aware of Etsy? Non-Hispanic whites are driving that.
And interestingly, Asian second there at almost 50%, 49%. And then there's just a big drop among African Americans at 40% and Hispanics at 46%. So yeah, you're right. It's kind of it's being driven by whites, and I don't know if we break it out later by gender, but it'd be interesting to see.
Well, the next slide we jump from having heard of to having used, and there's even more of a story there too, which we'll get to in just a second. Another thing I wanted to note on this page, the two other ones we look at, Lyft and Airbnb. Lyft, the ethnicities all hover around 40%. 39% low for Hispanics, 46% high for Asians, then whites are 45 and 42. However, Airbnb, there's, like Etsy, a big disparity in awareness by ethnicity.
And Airbnb has had some problems among minorities. I know there was some discrimination stuff in terms of renting out. So, and that's being reflected here, right?
Yeah.
Hispanic and African Americans, you know, Hispanics for Airbnb, 29%, African Americans, 31%. I didn't see the Asian, that's interesting. You know, Asian have the highest awareness of Airbnb at 50%. Versus non-Hispanic white at 43%.
Yeah, but of all the apps, this one has pretty well. It's like Etsy, but with even lower awareness numbers. There's just a big opportunity for Airbnb to pull in Hispanics and African Americans in terms of just straight up awareness that it exists. So. Yeah, let's look at the next one, which is which of the following company services have you used in the past 12 months? This is, I think, also very interesting to look at.
Here's slide 9, and similar to the first slide, we have, you know, from left to right, Uber, Etsy, Lyft, Airbnb, Postmates, TaskRabbit. So actually the awareness is following the usage. But the numbers are much lower. So, you know, Uber, again, at the top, I think we had overall awareness of about 82% or 81%. But in terms of actual usage, and this is total market, so again, everyone, Hispanic, African American, Asian, and white, we see Uber 25% overall usage. I mean, but for usage, that's pretty high, right, Roy? I mean,
absolutely.
A quarter of the population.
Yeah.
Use your service. Etsy, 20%, which is, that's kind of surprising to me.
I'm very surprised by Etsy. Now, Etsy is one of the, for me anyway, it's one of those interesting apps or websites that I look at frequently, but I don't buy much from Etsy.
Yeah.
Etsy, so I wonder, you know, which of the following services have you used in the past 12 months? It's implied, have you purchased from Etsy? A follow-on question to that is, did you use it for research or did you use it to buy stuff? Because Etsy is one of those places that I look at, I'm like, that is so cool. I could buy, you know, a onesie for my child that looks just like, you know, Obi-Wan Kenobi or you know, some weird little thing. But yeah, I maybe it's just me, I don't click. But I bet there's a huge gender difference in Etsy. I am a 46-year-old male. I don't know that I am the target for Etsy specifically, but
yeah.
So
well, my wife uses Etsy all the time. So
okay, so I think that
I think
that's
all the time. Yeah.
There you go. So I think there is your answer.
And interestingly, I don't know if you heard, Amazon Homemade. It hasn't made the big splash that I thought it was, but it's a direct competition to Etsy. So
well, the name just in itself, it sounds homemade.
Amazon Homemade or Amazon Handmade?
Handmade, okay.
One of those.
Neither are good.
Yeah. But it's supposed to be lower fees. And I think this was right after Etsy went public. And so Amazon announced that. But anyways, yeah, so, you know, Uber at 25%, Etsy at 20%. And then here, the big drop happens much sooner. We go from Etsy at 20% usage in the past 12 months to Lyft being third at 6%, which makes sense. I mean, I haven't used Uber that much, but I've never used Lyft.
That's true. And what's not good for Lyft here is that while they had half the awareness of, they only have a quarter of the usage, right? So... Right, so
yeah.
So they were Uber was at 80%, they were at 40 in terms of awareness. Uber's at 25% for usage, they're at 6%. So they're not translating awareness to usage. as well as Uber is, and Airbnb also at 6%. And then from there, everything drops down to 3%, 2%, 1%. So nothing else is really popping.
Yeah, I mean, well, I guess the finding here, though, to point out is that the majority of people have not used any of them, right? 48%.
Well, the plurality.
The plurality, people, yeah.
Right, the largest right group. Under, all, yeah. Yeah, so almost half. Yeah. 48%, yeah, have not used any. And then we also break usage out by segment. And I'm just going to jump right to Etsy because that's what's interesting, most interesting to me. When we look at Etsy usage by ethnicity, we see that 18% of Hispanics have used it, 27% of non-Hispanic whites, 10% of African Americans, and 16% of Asians have used it. So for me, that I think that has to do with who the target audience for Etsy is. I would like to see this by gender, but this is leading me to believe this is older white women who are looking at, who are using Etsy and are driving it to the highest of 27% among ethnicities.
Yeah, I mean, and I guess you could get at it another way, like who's running the stores, right? In other words,
right.
Is it whites making goods? Because that, you know, especially with things that are handmade, there's personal connection there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're white and you go and you see something made by other white store owners, it's there's a cultural thing. Whereas Hispanics, they might, you know, they're trying to. It's more personal, I guess. So you're more likely to buy culturally on this type of site is my assumption, right? And someone that understands your culture, it's going to appeal to you more. So if there's more,
so it's sort of a self. It's a self feeding loop.
So a way they could attract it is to get, you know, I don't know if the site's in Spanish, maybe, well, you know, Spanish.
You know, interestingly,
handmade goods
at 18% usage, Etsy is second most popular among Hispanics, right?
Yeah.
There is among Hispanics in the U.S. a culture of handmade goods, and I don't know about your parents, but you know, mine emigrated from Argentina. My mother was always making stuff. She had these patterns to make little baby dolls, and she would put the little faces and the hands on, and there was like sleeping on a pillow or whatever, and she'd make this all in her sewing machine, and then she would sell these to women who worked at the factory she worked at. And then other women would embroider like things to put a tea kettle on, or
handmade gifts is a Hispanic thing,
right?
Yeah,
so there were women at her factory anyway in Chicago where I grew up were always making things and then selling them to the other ladies at the factory. So I think that there is a culture of within the Hispanic community that something like Etsy could.
Yeah, and you hit something where there's a growth opportunity for Etsy, you know, right now. And it's probably twofold. They have to attract first the makers of the goods,
mm-hmm.
and then make an effort to tell Hispanics, hey, we have handmade goods that appeal to you and your culture.
Right. You know, the second most interesting thing on this slide for me is Uber and whites. Okay. So if we look at Uber usage past 12 months by ethnicities, the highest is Asians, which is... I don't know yet. Maybe we'll figure out why Asians in a minute. But both Hispanics and African Americans, 30%. Whites, 25%. Now, awareness was high among whites, but usage is lower. And I'll tell you why I think it is. I think it's age. Even though this is all 18 to 64-year-olds, but then within the 18 to 64-year-old community, each ethnicity, we set quotas based on the size of the 18 to 34-year-old population within ethnicity and the size of the 35 to 64. So whites skew older. At this point, it would appear that younger people are more comfortable using the Uber app.
I have another... I agree. I think it also something else as well. Uber makes more sense in metropolitan areas.
Right.
Okay, and where are minorities concentrated?
Metropolitan areas, right?
So cities like Los Angeles, New York, Miami, where you have a high concentration, African-American, Hispanics, you know, more likely to be using Uber.
Right. Yeah, I think that's true. And then the other two that we looked at on this in this section, usage, Lyft and Airbnb. Lyft, interestingly, had 9% among Hispanics, which is the highest of the ones that here. So it's 5% non-Hispanic whites, 5% African Americans, and 7% Asians. So whereas Lyft is not the number one, I don't think Hispanics have the number one on any of these. And now, you know, Lyft in terms of usage is looking pretty good among Hispanics.
Well, I mean, here's just a theory is kind of adding to what you said about Hispanic population being younger. I think Lyft skews even younger than Uber. So Uber's branding is where your car service, so like a concierge, black car, whereas Lyft is your buddy. You know, so Uber, you're supposed to sit in the back. Lyft, you're supposed to sit in the front seat. I feel like younger people are more comfortable with that. You know, even myself as an older millennial, I feel weird. I would feel weird sitting in the front seat of a Lyft driver, you know, whereas maybe someone younger, it's not a thing, right? That their car driving experience is this.
Right.
And so maybe that's Lyft's target market is more younger. Because I feel even, you know, an older generation would be even more uncomfortable with sitting up front, you know?
Yeah.
To taxis. I don't know.
There it is.
Yeah.
Now the last one we looked at here was Airbnb. Everyone here hovered around 8% usage for Airbnb. Hispanics and whites both at 8%. African-Americans at 7%, Asians at 10%.
I know it's not significant, but I wonder if it's, and we could actually look at this because we've done travel data and you can actually download it from our site, but are Asians more likely to travel? You know, they have higher income than, I think highest income out of all the groups that we're looking at. So if they're more likely to travel, they're more likely to use Airbnb, right?
Yeah, well, yes, that would make lots of sense. Then Uber, I think, also Asians were the highest there. I think the metropolitan areas issue is relevant. I've used Uber in Los Angeles, Chicago, and San Francisco. And certain cities like San Francisco makes, for me, it made a lot of sense to use Uber.
Yeah.
Even though they've got great public transportation, but it you know, if you want to go diagonally across the city, Uber was just better than, you know, using transportation that tends to go, you know, in squares as opposed to diagonally. So, but anyway, so I think that may be why. And then we also broke it out specifically by the Hispanic language use groups. So we broke it out by Spanish dominant Hispanics, bilingual Hispanics, and English dominant Hispanics. So this is Spanish in the home. The Spanish dominance would be Spanish only, Spanish mostly in the home. Bilinguals would be equally English and Spanish, and then English dominant would be English onlys and mostlys. And when we break out the groups that way, we have about 170 people in each group when we look at it that way.
And here we're looking at awareness and usage in the same slide. So interestingly, if we, you know, look at awareness, there's a clear pattern here among Hispanics, except for actually, well, for Uber, I mean,
yeah,
I was going to say that English dominants are
yeah, it's true,
more aware.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So if we, in both of these slides, both of the, we do awareness and usage. For the awareness, they all look like ski slopes going upward, or whatever you want to call it, hockey stick going upward, meaning Spanish dominant, least awareness, bilinguals a little bit more, English dominant, more awareness. So it's a hockey stick going up, up, up for all three. whether it's Uber, Etsy, Lyft, or Airbnb. For usage, however, it looks more like tent poles, where the bilinguals in the middle are the highest users. So it's the hockey stick versus tent pole sort of difference between awareness and usage. For some reason, the bilinguals are the highest users among the three language usage groups, but the English dominant are the most aware.
I wonder what is that about? Where, you know, high awareness. Well, I guess it's a matter of awareness, not necessarily translating to usage, right?
Yes. Yeah, so
regardless if they're aware or not.
Yeah. I to really get into this, we would then further have to break it down by age within each of the different segments.
Income.
Income, yeah. So, I mean, to get at this, but just a good takeaway, though, is that, you know, English dominant Hispanics are the most aware, whereas bilinguals are the heaviest users. So, or most users, more of them use it than others.
I mean, and just an interesting thing to point out, in Airbnb, that kind of bucks the trend a little bit, right? Like, English dominant are the least likely users for past 12 months. So 5% of English dominant Hispanics said that they've used it in the past 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Spanish dominant 10%. But Spanish dominant had the lowest awareness at 19%.
Right, yeah. No, so Spanish dominant have the lowest awareness of all of them. English dominant have the highest awareness of all of them,
mm-hmm.
right? But then if you look at usage past 12 months, bilinguals have the highest in all three. That's why I'm saying it's like a tenfold. And then Uber, Etsy, and Airbnb, all three higher among usage among the Spanish dominant. All three of them have the lowest usage among English dominant. Lyft stands out to me in that it's reversed. It has higher usage among English dominant, lower among Spanish dominant. So... But it's pretty consistent. This is a pretty consistent slide in that.
Yeah, the reverse.
Mm-hmm. And then we look at frequency of using sharing services. So which of the following company services have you heard of? And then we ask, or have you used? So we look at once a month and once a week. So of those who've heard of these services, how often are they used? So the once a week is probably the most interesting one to me, because that means that you're a real hardcore user. Uber leads the way with 33% of, this is total market, by the way, so 33% of those who've heard of it use it once a week, which is really high. And then Etsy at 27%, Lyft at 26%, and Airbnb at 22%.
Yeah, and then interestingly, you know, in terms of once a month, Uber and Etsy are almost on par there, with 69% of total market using Uber once a month, 68% of total market using Etsy once a month, which is...
Right, so of users.
Yeah,
of users, 68% once a month, 69% of users of Uber... once a month. I'd be interested in seeing even more than once a week, you know, twice, three times a week. I'm sure that people use Uber for things like, you know, regularly picking up their kids from school. You know, I've heard of people using Uber for that purpose.
Mm.
Take their kid from, they can drop the kid off in the morning, but they can't pick them up in the afternoon.
Right.
So have the Uber driver pick up your kid every day. I personally wouldn't feel comfortable, but apparently people are with that. Teenage, actually, it's one of the core uses of Uber. The reasons why
they have an Uber line at schools now. Or the Uber's coming, like a taxi.
The Uber line, I like it.
And then this is the last slide here. I know we're running up against our time here, but we wanted to figure out how much are people spending. So we know kind of what their awareness is like. We know what their usage is like, but. On average, you know, how much are people spending each time they use it here? And as you can imagine, the top of the list here, and this is looking at total market, is Airbnb. So they have the biggest or the largest average spend at $114 per use. And then TaskRabbit at number two at $83. Instacart makes a leap here, which makes sense.
Groceries.
The groceries at $65 average spend. And then DogVacay at 42. So DogVacay, that's a, they take care of your dog, I'm assuming, right when you're on vacation. And then Turo, that's the...
car sharing, yeah.
The car sharing at that $39. So, and then actually, you know, jumping down the line here, Uber, average spend is $32. And Lyft looks like, from this, from average spend, Lyft looks a little more affordable than Uber at $24.
Yeah, that's interesting. I wonder why the difference. Is Uber cheaper? Sorry, is Lyft cheaper than Uber? Or is Lyft used differently than Uber? Also, Uber is probably starting to play more of a role in business car use, whereas I don't know if Lyft is getting as much traction in that respect. So if Lyft is more short trips, you know, to and from the grocery store versus Uber, which is to and from the airport, you're going to get a higher.
Well, and also Uber, I've never used Lyft, but Uber has, you know, you can pick Uber X, Uber Black Car, Uber SUV. So you can spend quite a bit on an Uber trip if you get like the SUV. I don't know if Lyft has those options, or it's just the car, usually a sedan or whatnot. So that might be driving it as well.
Right. So I think this is as far as we go in this particular deck. I think if you can then scroll through the last few slides and look at the demographics, you'll see in the demographics that non-Hispanic whites do skew older than the other groups. Again, we're only looking at 18 to 64-year-olds. So if we were looking at the whole population, for some reason, 0 to 100 or whatever, the age skews would be even greater because there are so many Hispanics are under 18. But you'll see the age skews are present even when you're just looking at 18 to 64-year-olds, where Hispanics are, in fact, younger, whites are older, etc. So you'll see some of those differences. And then I think we also break out, other than age, in the demographics, we look at employment, medium household income, education, and I think home language use, acculturation level, and country of origin for Hispanics. So
thank you for listening in. If you want to listen to past podcasts, you can find that on our website, thinknowresearch.com. We also have all our past reports up on the report section. And again, you can find us on Twitter at ThinkNowTweets. Thanks for joining.
Thanks.